At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Good thing about our offense is that those targets can really kind of go anywhere, you know, and Zay got them, and that's great because Zay's a dynamic player. I was really happy with one hop got and what he did with it. So I think it's what you do with the targets that you get. The ball's going to go where it's going to go with Lamar. That's the kind of player he is. You know, he kind of takes it where it needs to go a lot of times, and our guys understand that.
John Harbaugh speaking about the offense and Zay Flowers in particular. Zay Flowers through two games has 14 catches for 218 yards and a touchdown. Are we witnessing Zay Flowers' breakout season? And say that knowing he was a Pro Bowler a year ago.
You know, we generally think about things here through the prism of collective teams and Super Bowls and, you know, does the team meet expectations and this or that? And that is ultimately, right, what we're most invested in. But there have been certain positions and certain areas over time that this organization has been a little negligent in. And certainly evaluating, developing, cultivating internal wide receiver talent has been chief among them. And I really kind of started thinking about this after the Monday night games ended. You think you're around the AFC now, and Burrow's done.
Mm-hmm.
And when Browning is in there, Jamar Chase goes away, and it's all Higgins. And we've seen Buffalo now, and that's spread around. It could be a little Shakir here. It could be tight ends there. But it's not like it was. Remember when it was Diggs to Allen?
Yes.
Remember when Tua to Tyreek was like an unstoppable force?
That was a fun time.
Remember when Mahomes to Tyreek was an unstoppable force? Right? And we don't know when Worthy's coming back. And even when Rice comes back, he's going to have missed at least a third of the season.
They're saying Worthy's going to practice today for what it's worth.
Yeah, and I'm going to say I don't think that shoulder's getting through a season without having more than just a brace applied to it. So I guess what I'm saying is, like, Lamar to Zay could end up being the number one AFC quarterback to wide receiver combo.
That's like, saying something.
I mean, Bo Nix, they chuck it a fair amount, but, you know, is it going to be a guy? Is it going to be Sutton? There's some teams that run it through the tight end. Now, again, I'm talking about,
to your point,
wide receiver AFC.
Brian Thomas, maybe? But he doesn't seem like Trevor Lawrence throws him the ball.
It's not a lot of deep, not as much deep stuff. I mean, he's a nice player for sure, but like I kind of have a feeling that we're seeing something starting to really brew here that I think might look pretty special come January.
Well, it's crazy to say, and part of it is a negative, of course, of the franchise leading up to Zay getting drafted, but his trajectory already is he's going to be the best wide receiver drafted by this organization. He became the first wide receiver selected to the Pro Bowl last year, and he's already off to this hot start. And something that you're seeing, it's just two games, the volume that he's getting compared to anyone else on the team is pretty staggering. He's seen 20 targets. The next closest in targets is Bateman with 8. So that's less than half. And Zay, the yak, has been so up for him. And he's off to a great start. And he's doing it in a pivotal year of his career because he is eligible for a contract extension following this season.
I mean, again, the more you think about it league-wide, last year, Darnold to Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Unstoppable. How's that going to look with McCarthy whenever he comes back and Wentz in the interim? You know what I mean? Like, Stafford's dealing with a back thing. Like, Stafford to Nakua. But again, we're talking, I said AFC. Now we're talking NFC.
By the
but,
way, your boy Devontae Adams looked good last week. You remember you?
No,
you
were, he's going. As long as he's healthy, I'm sitting on some free money on those futures. I'm just telling you. But, you know, like Green Bay, that's kind of spread out all over. He likes throwing to both tight ends. A lot of those wide receivers tend to be injured all the time. Somebody's banged up. Somebody's not. They activate the wide receivers for explosives on the ground.
No.
The volume's on the ground there. Now
CeeDee Lamb's going to get
deep shots. Yeah, CeeDee Lamb, absolutely. And a lot of that'll be garbage time.
Yeah, you know? Well, because their defense stinks.
And again, we're still talking NFC. I think he could end up being the number one quarterback wide receiver combo in the AFC this year.
Well, I was thinking about this morning. I was like, didn't Zay have a decent stretch? So I look back at his game logs. You know, a year ago, from 10-6 to 11-3, he had 100 yards in 4 or 5 games. And I think when that stretch ended, he was among the league leaders in passing yards. But then it kind of, this was the pick your poison offense that we talked so much about, and it kind of receded. He had only one more game with 100 yards, and that was 100 exactly against the Steelers.
Well, I think what they've got going with him on crossing routes is pretty special right now.
Yeah.
I like the fact that there's almost an even split between air yards and yak yards. It's not just little dink and dunk. I think they've got a really good, Lamar's so advanced at reading coverages, and I think he knows now, and I'm sure these two talk about it a lot, when they see certain things, they both kind of know where the sweet spot's going to be, and especially his particular sweet spot, given he's not the biggest target in the world, so you've got to be somewhat downfield to even see him. What quadrants of the field they really attack together, I just think that's a very symbiotic relationship.
Well, what's been so special about Zay's start to his Ravens career is he's had that instant chemistry with Lamar Jackson. Where, how much were we talking about Rashad Bateman prior to his breakout year last year? When Lamar throws Bateman the ball, more bad things happen than good. Lamar's got a passer rating of 106.8, career passer rating, targeting Zay Flowers. That's awesome.
I also want to go back to one of the things we were talking about a lot in the aftermath of the Bills game, and that is, quite frankly, through 2 weeks, Zay Flowers looks uncoverable. What did Lamar say? He's like a joystick. It's just, you can't stick to him. So take advantage of that.
Yeah, and he's doing this now, and we haven't seen anything out of the tight end position yet, and we've seen very little from Bateman. So, yeah, I think in the middle of the field with those two-way goes, it's a real problem for whatever position you try to defend him with. Even your sort of most jitterbug corner is going to be put in a bad spot there. And when he and Lamar know, when they're looking at the cues the same way, and they both know it's an option route, and they're both seeing it the same way, and that defender's got to be able to cover it two ways because literally he doesn't know where that route's going, I just think you've got him in a vice grip. Now, again, the pass protection's got to hold up enough for that stuff to happen, but I just really like what I'm seeing in that regard.
He's also great in the scramble drill positions where you can go back to that third down play where he is coming back to the football, and that was one of those pivotal plays in Sunday's game against the Browns.
Absolutely.
Ravens do have open locker room today, but no podium. I don't think there's practice either, just an opportunity of some of the beat guys to talk to some people if they're available in the locker room. They get started in earnest preparing for Detroit tomorrow, as remember they play on Monday night, so Thursday is Wednesday as far as the team schedule is concerned. Massive Wednesday show guest-wise. We have our staple, Tim Murray. We'll talk to him at 3:30 from VSiN, best bets in the world of college football. And interesting talk to Jim Duquette, former MLB exec, now MLB Network Radio, also does some work with the New York Mets. His thoughts on this Oriole promotion that has not been publicly announced yet, though it has been confirmed. Just Jim being part of that world, what does he think about what's going on with the Orioles?
He's been around organized professional baseball longer than a lot of people have been alive. He's been a part of small market teams, mid-market teams, big market teams. He's incredibly well connected. He has a wide panorama of things he's been a part of or watched, you know, watched with a jaundiced eye from afar. I have a feeling that he's as acutely aware as we are that this is not how big league baseball teams are run. This is Bush League.
Speaking of the Orioles, they are going for the sweep in Chicago against the White Sox. Just started Wright Field. They play the last of three. Is it guaranteed Wright Field or just Wright Field?
I don't know.
It seemed like they removed the guarantee. I saw the sign. It's just Wright Field, which is really weird. But alas, Orioles going for the sweep. We'll keep you updated on what goes on there. But coming up next, we stick with the Ravens. And Harbs on Monday had some interesting comments about Jair Alexander. We'll hear those. And are we in any rush to see Jair Alexander back on the football field? We'll tell you next here on...
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm a fan. Jair Alexander was a healthy scratch on Sunday as the Ravens beat the Browns 41-17. Harbaugh was asked about Jair on Monday, and this is what the coach had to say.
Yeah, it's such a great question. I wish it was really black and white, but I think it'll be out there soon. You know, it could be as early as this week, but it's going to be when he feels and you can see that he's right, you know, to go out there and just play like a top level Jair. I don't want to put him in a situation where he's got to try to overcome not quite being, right as he can be, especially if we've got guys that can play well, you know. So that's just kind of like almost a great problem to have, that you don't have to force a player out there, you know, when he's kind of, you know, he's a tough injury he had last year, and he's been rehabbing that thing in the offseason, rehabbing it now through training camp. He ended up rehabbing it for about 3-4 weeks in training camp with no practice. So that was probably the toughest part of it. If he'd been able to, you know, practice there, maybe that would help. But it wasn't quite there yet. It's good now, though, and I don't know. We'll just see in the practice. He and I will talk about it, and we'll get him out there just as soon as we can. But I think it's going to be real soon. It'll be much sooner rather than later, you know. And I can't wait till he's out there, and maybe it'll be this week.
So much sooner rather than later. Obviously, they'll be on the practice field tomorrow. A, do you expect to see Jair Alexander practicing? And B, are you in any hurry to see Jair Alexander?
I think B is the most important thing here. Like, if there's no reason to rush this. There's no reason to feel a sense of urgency. There's no the whole idea of how soon is now and all this. Like, man, that was an embarrassment in that game. And I don't know how you risk that again. And I don't know why you're in a hurry after they looked like a cohesive group and the people who replaced him more than did their job. And you're facing another team that has an elite offense. Like, if 4 days ago you didn't think he was in good enough playing shape, mental shape, physical shape, didn't know the defense well enough, whatever, to make him a healthy scratch against a 40-year-old quarterback, why are we now, after a couple more practices, wanting to mess up something that looked a whole lot better without him than with him, to find out? Because the only way you're going to find out is you're not going to find out in practice. You're going to find out in a game. And so why not just give most of the reps to people who looked pretty good a couple days ago? And why not ride that? And why not take your time with this? Because if you give him reps through the week and he's still not ready on Sunday, now the guys who have to come in and replace him, you're compromising them. Like, just believe what your eyes told you. Believe what the tape told you. Go back and look at all the numbers when he was on the field and when he wasn't, and what the defense looked like with him trying to play corner at the NFL level and with him on the sidelines. Like, you brought in Awuzie for a reason too. Like, you hyped up Tampa like you did because you liked what you saw. I don't get why this is some sort of priority, or there's some sort of like feel that like we got to make this happen. I know he's best friends with the quarterback, but that's a dynamic that you knew before you did this. It's team first. Team first. And the risk for me is not worth the reward. Potential risk.
Well, trying to read between the lines, I think John Harbaugh more than left the door open for him returning Monday night. So just hearing his thoughts there, it wouldn't shock me if he's back Monday night. But if he is, you need to have a much shorter leash than you gave him in Buffalo, where it made no sense, where he didn't play much at all in the first half. Then he played the bulk of the snaps in the second half and continued to play after he's just getting burned repeatedly or flagged for PIs. If Jair Alexander is right, it helps this defense significantly. But he clearly wasn't right yet. And with this, you're playing the long game. Do you care if Jair Alexander is 100% in September as opposed to January when you really want him? It doesn't matter. You knew he wasn't playing in all 17 games. And he's going to miss more than just one game, more than likely. You're trying to get him right for the most important part of the season. So, yeah, I'm with you, Jason. If this is a situation where you're rushing him back, that there's no need to.
And by the way, Awuzie looked pretty good.
He was good in both games.
And TJ Tampa made a nice PBU in the game on Sunday. So let him get his legs under him and see legs.
I don't get why you got to contort yourself into verbal gymnastics over a guy who's been here 30 seconds.
Yeah.
He's got a pedigree, sure. Look at what you paid him. Why'd you get him that cheap? Why did Green Bay look at getting him out of their building as addition by subtraction?
Because he can't stay healthy.
Well, and, you know, whatever. I don't know that that's it. They also might not think he's what he was anymore. They might think he lost a step or two. He certainly looked like a guy who didn't think he had any. For a guy who talks a lot, he looked like a dude who didn't have any confidence in himself in Western New York.
And by the way, for the Packers part of it, I'm sure they didn't want to be in the Jair Alexander business anymore because of what they were paying him. Like that, and the NFL, the contract, the guaranteed money was over. They didn't want to pay him that freight anymore.
I just think you need to be careful here. And you could couch it a lot of different ways. You could couch it how much, you know, again, how much time he missed, how you're playing the long game with him. It's not about now, but like, and it'd been a different story if a couple people showed their ass Sunday afternoon.
No.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And the secondary
that'd
been
a,
is on fire.
Been a that's a different story.
Yeah,
Don't go creating fires. You shouldn't have drafted him game one. You started your own fire and you burned your own house down. He's primary reason number one why they lost that game, not Derrick Henry. Or maybe he's two and Harbs is number one, in part for dressing Jair in the first place. But like, why another big primetime spot, another team that has plenty of people you need to worry about defending in the run and the pass. I don't get why we're contorting ourselves to kowtow and couch things a certain way or whatever. Just play your bet. Play who the film to this point shows you is your best guys.
So let me ask you, your opinion, is he on the practice field tomorrow when they practice?
I'm sure he's practiced last week. I'm talking about, if you want to hide, like, I think
okay, let me
what
rephrase.
They're worried about what? Is they don't want him to, they don't want to come out and make it obvious that he's a healthy scratch more than once. But guess what? You did the right thing by making him a healthy scratch. Everybody else did their job. And so if that has to continue for another couple weeks, so be it. If they want to say it really wasn't a healthy scratch, it's more that he's not in game shape yet, then let Harbs come out and say that on Saturday.
Let me rephrase, because it's one of those things you can't talk about in real time, but it was pretty clear to the guys watching practice for the little bit they got that he was running with the group that was behind. Like, it was clear that there was a chance he either wasn't getting many snaps or he was going to be a scratch. When he's running in practice this week, is he up a level from where he was last
week? My suspicion is that they're going to do the right thing here, in which case they're going to list him as limited, and then they can hide behind that and use that for why he's not playing. Say he's still limited, he's still building himself up.
Based on what Harb said Monday, I would not be surprised if he's out there Monday night.
I'll tell you what, he plays in this game, and they know him from that division. Watch. Yeah, and I know Ben Johnson's not there anymore, but watch how they attack him. How could you not?
Ravens will be back on the practice field tomorrow getting ready for the Detroit Lions Monday Night Football. Remember, Baltimore Game Day on Central Pregame. We'll be live at the Horseshoe Casino beginning at 5. Actually, we'll be there beginning at 2 as we'll be doing the show from the Horseshoe at 2 o'clock on Monday. But coming up next, we switch to the Orioles. Tyler Wells about to take the mound as the Orioles got one in the first inning, a Jeremiah Jackson single RBI. Orioles lead 1-0 heading to the bottom of the first. Tyler Wells through 2 starts. What do we think of him? What are we expecting to see from him today? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates,
from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tyler Wells is through an inning, and it was a pretty damn easy inning. Two strikeouts, pretty simple, through 10 pitches. Tyler Wells is making his third start. He's got a 2.31 ERA, just giving up three earned runs in 11 and two-thirds, now in 12 and two-thirds. So what do we think of Tyler Wells so far? Him and Kyle Bradish, both kind of impressive so far coming off Tommy John.
Absolutely. I'd like the fact that this is someone who had a pretty special pitch mix and wasn't just the thrower and wasn't worried about, well, I've got a change that plays off a fastball, or I got a, you know, a slider that plays off a fastball, and that's enough. And it would have been easy for a kid who kept getting yo-yoed and put into weird, you know, at one point a closer, then a setup role. Would have been easier to lose something along the way. And then you think of all the arm issues he's had. Would have been easy to lose, drop a pitch or two along the way and simplify this, simplify that. But he hasn't done that. And it's been really cool to see him present, you know, sort of the full Monty there of what he can do from a pitching standpoint. I still think he, if they do this right, he's destined for a role in their bullpen and maybe a really interesting role in their bullpen, but nonetheless. They could not have asked for more than what they've got out of these two young men, given how much time they missed. You mentioned it was an easy first inning for Wells. Last night, nothing was easy for Big Sam behind the plate.
No, that was not a rough night.
Easy. Not much was easy for Dean Kramer.
Much
was easy for the bullpen.
First innings, man.
But I mean, the whole game was just a struggle. And then it's 8-7, and you're like, are they going to find a way to crap this thing away? Like, I just kept waiting for them to bring in, like, Cano on fumes to just,
yeah,
you know, chef's kiss. Let's make sure we blow this thing, boys. Look, I mean, you look at what's been happening in this series and for all the issues behind the plate, and I do think it was quite a decision. Like, I told you guys, I'm on record. He doesn't need to catch Dean Kramer. Like, that doesn't seem to be a good vibe. That doesn't seem to be good juju. Like, he's got enough on his plate. Now he's got to worry about what this guy really thinks of him, you know, behind the pitch comm. So that wasn't a good mix. Wasn't a good mix early in that game. And Kramer's never really good early in games, but still.
Yeah, his first innings were bad.
I felt like that didn't have to happen. Saying all that, good old Sam for crushing a ball and hitting it out. Good old Beavers for crushing a ball and hitting it out. Good on
Jeremiah Jackson.
Good on Jeremiah Jackson, who's turned it on the last couple days after slumping some. Good on Gunner, who seems pretty intent on at least trying to change his approach and trying to end this season on more of a high note at the plate.
Kobe Mayo, three hits.
Kobe Mayo is, much like Jackson Holliday, looks like we're going to be able to look at his end of the season numbers and say, okay, there was this sort of lull in the middle, but there was it was bookended by some good stuff. How about the play Mayo made at first base
with
the
ball thrown awesome.
In his gut, right? So you're seeing a little more confidence there. And yeah, there's a big, speaking of underbellies, big underbelly in the bullpen, but they survived.
Yeah. It wasn't a good bullpen debut for Chase McDermott and then Rico Garcia on the first pitch, and they go yard there. What was that, Benintendi late there? But yeah, it was kind of more of that struggle that we've come to expect with this Orioles team, where nothing is easy regardless of the opponent that they're facing. But there were a lot of good things. Jeremiah Jackson, he's starting to kind of get out of that little bit of a slump. I know he had a couple of strikeouts, but got a pair of hits there as well. You're looking for these guys to finish the year strong. And Beavers hit the homer, but he also had his first career triple as well.
Yes.
Which was great to see.
I do want to go back to Sam behind the plate. There were five wild pitches last night.
Yeah.
And even Ben McDonald, a friend of the show, was critical of Sam. And he's like, look, when there's a run on third base, he can't be down on a knee. He tried to backhand one where he should have gotten his body in front of it. That was a wild pitch. It was two wild pitches for Kramer, two for McDermott, one for Geraldo. So he was an equal opportunity.
And I think I get what
but
you're saying.
But it gets in your head. You put him with a guy he knows that like was willing to show him up his second time catching in the majors, and then he has one get past him early. Like, we've seen these things snowball for far more accomplished, far more established catchers. I just don't think the juice was worth the squeeze.
Well, I get what you're saying, but I don't really have any qualms or regrets with Sam. This is going to happen. He's 21 years old, and even when he got brought up, Jason, you kept bringing up the point, and this was, of course, when Adley was healthy. How many times a week is this guy going to be catching? When then Adley ended up getting hurt not that long after Sam got called up, and Mancelino, okay, man, you're our starting catcher.
Yeah, on the job training.
You're going to be out there pretty much every single night. So I'm not fully
to Jason's point, though, and granted, he's a professional, so it is what it is. You could have easily had Alex Johnson Jackson catch last night.
For all those reasons to have him DH.
And you could have had Basayo catch today.
My point is, you're going to see these type of growing pains out of Sam.
That's pretty extreme, though, and I think it was avoidable. And I do think some of it was because he's nervous about the guy he's working with. And if I do this, if I'm not completely on point, is he going to hang me out to dry? And then he has a bad first inning, so it's like now it's even more compounded because he tried to blame one of those bad first innings on Basayo 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, 3 weeks ago before he had the 11-day layoff. Oh, and he's coming back from that's the other thing, too. He's not good in the first innings. He's not good on the road. He hasn't been great lately, and he hasn't pitched in 11 days. Let's throw Basayo. Like, that's why when I call them a clown front office, that's why. Because these things are unforced errors that don't have to happen. And yeah, it's going to be a tough transition for him because he didn't catch that much in the minors, let alone the majors. So, and you're so worried about manipulating service time and this and that, then be a little more cognizant of that. But you know what? You know what's never going to show up? There's no algorithm that's going to tell you that. You know, the body language between him and Kramer was terrible. There's no metric for that. You had to watch the game. You had to care enough to note. Maybe if you really gave a damn about your job, you'd went down and talked to those two or pulled them aside and had them two talk to each other with an interpreter or whatever. But I guarantee you none of that happened. You know what? We would have found out. It would have been reported. It would have been leaked, and it would have been reported.
Well, nothing gets leaked out of this.
No, everything gets leaked.
And we didn't know the guy got promoted.
He does about himself. No, yeah. But things he thinks that he did that are good, you find out about.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that was avoidable. So now you've added a degree of difficulty to an assignment for a 21-year-old catcher that was pretty difficult in the first place. But I don't know anything.
Yeah, Todd, back to the Tyler Wells of it all. What are you looking to see from him for the rest of the season? Just coming out of these games healthy?
Yeah, get ground balls, throw all your pitches, and come out of it healthy. I mean, build up your innings a little bit. That's it.
You really never know what to expect out of any pitcher returning from Tommy John. And for Wells and Bradish to really look like their prior selves prior to the surgery, I think that's what you're looking for. Tyler Wells, at his best, he's a bulldog, and he's just super, super consistent. And we know with Bradish, when he's at his best, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He finished top five in Cy Young voting in 2023.
Orioles lead the White Sox 1-0 in the second inning. We will keep you abreast of what goes on in this baseball game. Tyler Wells making his third start in his return from Tommy John surgery. Coming up next, though, it's T-Bone time. TMI with T-I-M. What you got?
Yeah, in the lead up to the NFL season, I think I was really curious in seeing how much the difference moving the touchback from the 30 to the 35 would have on the kickoffs. I thought there would be more kickoff returns, but the difference year over year is staggering. We will give you the numbers next on the Fan.
Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
We have seen countless changes to the kickoff. Going back to 2011 when they moved the kicker from the 30 to the 35 to kind of incentivize touchbacks more, you limit the collisions and therefore you limit the concussions. And the NFL and all their research, they found that concussions are four times more likely to cause excuse me. If I can talk right now, yeah. I have this written down.
It's all that ice cream.
Kickoffs.
Go to your head.
Yes. Yeah. Are four times more likely to cause a concussion than a play involved running or passing. And we've seen concussions decline exponentially, really, over the past few years when more and more rules change to kind of legislate the play out of the game. But going back to last year, you got the dynamic kickoff rule, and now it looks more like the XFL, and you saw more kickoffs in 2024, but it really didn't get what the NFL was looking for. There were 32.8% kickoff return rate last year. Through the first 2 weeks of this season, because of the touchback moving from the 30 to the 35-yard line, teams have returned nearly 77% of kickoffs. That's more than double. That's more than double what last year was, and it's the highest return rate that we've seen since the 2010 season, which is prior to the kickoff moving from the 30 to the 35-yard line. So the kickoff is back in the NFL.
It's back,
and
baby.
Now,
sour concussions.
And now you really have to lean into this, not only as a kicker standpoint, but also the return and the coverage units.
Yes.
And the Ravens, through two games, albeit, have been really, really good. They're seventh in the NFL in kick return average, and they also have the sixth best kickoff return coverage in terms of average return allowed against them. And this has kind of blown me away. I thought that we would see a lot more kickoff returns just because the 35-yard line, man, that's... You get a couple first downs in today's
bada bing, bada
NFL,
boom, field goal.
You're in field goal range because we're just seeing 60-yard field goals with a ton of regularity at this point. But this has far exceeded anything.
Speaking of field goal kickers who are no longer in range, did you see Scumbag's household? So I don't have my finger on the pulse of the real estate market. Well, it was in the banner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he was asking 3-2, took 2-8.
Nice. Nice chuck of change. And you're referring to Justin Tucker, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the scumbag kicker.
Yeah. Some people might not know the reference.
Yeah, I think there's a liquored up kicker, yeah. Mike Vanderjagt. That's per Peyton Manning.
We found out during the break you didn't know who Zoe Saldana is. So like,
did
there's
not.
Possible.
I knew who the person from the T-Mobile ad. Yeah. I'm like, I should probably know who that person is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, that person's probably really incredibly popular. Yeah. And this is on me.
By the way, are you aware that both kick returners in the game Sunday left with a concussion? Both
Rasheen Ali and DeAndre Carter.
Both left with concussions.
That is a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Both kick returns.
Player health and safety.
Well, hey, we got kickoff returns back.
You got kickoff returns back.
Baby. It's easy for you to say. Yeah. It's not your brains.
Hey, I'm just watching.
Well, and according to Dr. Gigi, when an ankle and a knee equals
sling
a brain?
Ain't no thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm talking about when... Like two hammies plus a knee equals a brain bruise.
That's
not an accurate statement.
That was something.
Yeah. I just said I trust the doctors. That's what I said there.
Something like that.
Yes. So,
it's not how Bone and I remember.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Bone's with me.
Yeah, he did.
With me.
Bone doesn't remember it all.
It was a weird.
Still got brain freeze.
It was a weird.
I was just consulting the doctors is what I was doing.
It was a weird comparison.
Yeah, it was something.
Yeah, so alas.
It was a thing.
So it's here to stay, at least for this year, though.
Brains be damned.
That's right. Well, NFL, brains be damned. That's a bumper sticker.
But that's the other side of it, where now you're getting more of this, and can you bring up that point? I'm curious the concussion numbers following this year because you're getting so many more returns.
Well, do you even trust the numbers? I mean, the people behind the numbers have a vested stake in the numbers going a certain way.
Don't they have independent doctors, Jason?
Who's auditing the numbers?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know much about audits. Guessing not anybody. Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And once they audit you once, even if you really didn't do anything, they audit you relentlessly.
How many times have you been audited?
A bunch.
Really?
A bunch. Like in the last 3 years, yeah, somebody at the IRS don't like my Twitter feed or something.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's like pennies. It's like nickels here and dimes there. I'm like, who? Don't you have bigger fish to fry?
No.
I guess they'd rather fry me.
Yeah, they like you. But you keep getting, you keep winning though.
And they keep coming back from past years. Now there's like one from 2022. I'm like, well, why is this one coming after the one from 2023 and the one from 2024?
So let me ask you a question. So we talked yesterday. We think the tush push is gone after this year. They're going to vote that out.
Yeah.
Will kickoffs be the same next season? Will they ride with this?
I would be stunned if it changes.
Yeah,
I would be stunned. This is exactly what they wanted. Yeah. That's what they tried to do last year.
Hide behind players' health and safety and get more scoring.
It's what they wanted to happen last year, and it failed miserably. But now it's the highest return rate since 2010, 15 years ago. This is exactly what they wanted. So, yeah, it's going to be here to stay.
But they can't quite collide like they used to. They can't build up as much of a head of steam as they... Yeah. They can't start as soon as they did before, which, again, have you read a scientific report about this? I mean, I think a concussion's a concussion. That's just me, but I don't know.
Is Keaton Mitchell returning kicks this week, or is Rasheen Ali back?
I have no idea.
I'm just guess best guess.
I don't have one. I don't
know.
Bone,
you think we can see Keaton Mitchell this week?
I think we see Keaton Mitchell this week.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we're going Keaton Mitchell.
Hey, coming up next, Ravens, obviously, they had open locker room. We might hear some sound later in the show as some guys are talking in the locker room, but practice begins tomorrow. But there's already been a slew of quarterback injuries. With that in mind, six-pack time. Who are the best six healthy and available
quarterbacks? Right now.
Right
now. To play
now.
A game today.
Yes, healthy and available quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll give you our list next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.